Chris Keys for Premier Guitar. I'm here with my new friend, Dave. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Glad to be here in Madison, Wisconsin with the Eagles of Death Metal. Here on, I guess, the tour leading up to Zipper Down release, correct?
That is correct. October 2nd.
I have it circled on my calendar. I hope you guys do too. Dave, tell me about this guitar over here. It looks like a Gibson Flying V, but it's not.
Well, this one is.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to
Albert.
This one was just this is my backup guitar. This is an old. I actually found this in my closet at my studio.
Really?
A few years ago, and it took me a couple of years to track down the owner. But this is what I used to play all the time until I got a brand new Echo Park Albert. Guitar from my friend Gabriel, and no need to really play this. The other one doesn't go out of tune or break strings ever. So,
what's the story behind this one? Do you know like a year or anything specific that's done to it?
Well, you know, I don't really know a lot about it other than it broke in about 12 pieces once when I was playing it. I sat it down and it cracked in half, and then I barely kicked it out of the way because people were on stage dancing, and it broke into a few more pieces. But I think it's like a 70s, supposedly. I saw a picture of Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols with one of these as a backup on a Sex Pistols thing. So maybe a 70s. I thought it was an 80s, but definitely Sex Pistols weren't around in the 80s. So I don't know. I think this is a Cort pickup. This is a DiMarzio after the other Cort pickup died. I kind of put it together. There were a few things missing when I found it, but this is what I used for, you know, 11 years of playing with Eagles. But the new Echo Park is so fantastic.
What do you like about Flying V's in general, just the body shape and the style and how they feel in your hands and how you play and the just the guitar overall?
I do. I play with a lot of different bands, and with Eagles, for some reason, it really worked out right for us. Yeah. I don't know. When they asked me to play, they didn't have a bass player at the time, or we didn't have a bass player, and I was playing my Dan Electro double neck for a couple of tours where I'd fill in on bass for a song or two, and then this one just seemed like the guitar to take. It was really light, and it sounded great. It was kind of lo-fi and cool for that. For what we were doing. Well, this is the Echo Park Albert 58. I guess it's an exact copy of a Gibson 58, except for better, uses better parts, and the pickups are incredible. I don't know exactly what he calls those, but
they're Z-lines, right?
I think so, yeah. They sound incredible, though, and this thing is just a monster. It stays in tune perfectly. It looks beautiful. It weighs the right amount of weight to kind of have a little heft to it. And
Gabe, he does a lot of the hardware too. Stuff.
He does. Yeah. He's fantastic. I mean, he makes incredible stuff. And we've been friends. He actually started his shop across from our rehearsal studio.
A few years ago.
Yeah. And I just love this guitar. I love it. It's funny because the other V has like an old, almost like a SG neck on it. It's really thin and small, and this is good chunky 50s Gibson-y style.
Is that one you prefer, or?
I'm not real picky about what I play. You know, I play a lot of different kinds of guitars, and they all, as long as they play good to me, I love it. But I didn't have any problem getting into this one. It felt great immediately.
Is there any something special you do? I know that you play a lot of slide with the Eagles. Is there anything that you do specific to set it up, or is it pretty much you just play it the same?
No, I have not done anything to this. He set it up, and it just rolls. we do use an interesting tuning. It's Spanish open G, so it's E string tuned up to G, A down to G, D, G, B, and then down to D there, so. So it's on every song.
Gotcha. So. What do you use for strings, a gauge or a brand?
We use Ernie Ball. I use 10s, okay. 10 to 52s. I used to use 11s, but I'm liking 10 gauge.
A little easier.
Yeah, everybody keeps, I'm even thinking about 9s. I found out that 10s seem to stay in tune a lot better. And then Billy Gibbons is using, what, like 7s or something?
Right,
yeah. I haven't gotten there yet, but but he says, why work it, you know?
Yeah.
My friend Jim Normandy up in, like, outside of Portland is making these beautiful aluminum guitars. This is the Alumacaster, and he makes the pickups. They're split coil humbuckers, and they sound fantastic. They're chromed, and I can't remember what he calls this pickup. It's a new one that he just came up with. But I just got this last week from him, and I've been playing this quite a bit.
Specific songs that you're playing this one?
I'm playing a lot on some of the newer stuff. I'm playing it on Complexity, and I'm playing it on Now I'm a Fool. Just things that have a little more ring to them.
Yeah.
And this thing sounds great, and it just looks fantastic. Yeah.
And what would you say, so someone that's not familiar with an aluminum body guitar, like how do you hear it, or how? I mean, obviously it's light, but what do you hear tonally that's maybe different from a solid body?
It seems to ring a little more, but strangely enough, it's not altogether different than wood. Strangely, have you ever tried these guitars?
No.
I love them. They're really cool. You know, necks on them that play really easy and precise. So I love it. I've had a few of his guitars for years, and every time I've played them for a long time, and I love them. They sound great. They sound great in the studio, but they do have a bit of a ring, bright ring that I really like. So we're really lucky. We have friends that are, you know, working all different, you know, companies, and no one's jealous of each other. They're basically all friends, and they like what everybody makes, so it works together. But Jesse and I really love these AES. I think they're 1500s or 1500s. Yeah, and they're great. They're split coil humbuckers as well. They play fantastic. They sound incredible. I love these. I don't know if you're familiar with these. They're beautiful. They stopped making them for a while, and both of us had kind of worn out some because we'd taken them on so many tours, and you know, we sweat a lot on stage, and they were just kind of getting funky, and they found these, and then they said that I think they're starting to make them again. Okay. Which is great because they're pretty affordable, and they're beautiful, and they sound great. They're really light, and they just play great.
And what do you use, what would you grab this song, or song, what would you grab this guitar for?
I play this on all sorts of different songs. You know, I kind of go back and forth. Most of the time I'm on the V, but I like this for Boys Bad News or something a little more aggressive that's fun to throw around. Yeah.
Do you ever have any feedback issues with the semi-hollow, or is it a hollow body?
It's a hollow, but I honestly don't. Sometimes Jesse does if we're playing bigger places and it's turned up quite loud. Sometimes a little bit, but we have like a gate and we get that all sorted out.
All right, well, should we take a look at your amps here behind you?
Sure.
The big stack.
I put my buddy's logo on there, Maleko. I thought it looked cool for a minute. And the OR50 is my favorite by Orange. It's pretty straightforward, you know, just a little bit of crunch and gain. And then the Rock Reverb 100 I'm using as a backup. But I don't use this one so much because I really like just the straightforwardness of this, because for this band, it's pretty much just rock, you know. It's you turn it up.
Just go.
Yeah, I play a little cleaner than Jesse, so I don't have my gain up quite as high as he does.
Uh-huh.
And I use pedals to get the gain, you know. But for the most part, I don't really use a lot of anything. This is pretty much how I have it set all the time. You know, everything at about half, a little more bass turned up for me. And it sounds great.
And would you use the OR50 on your other projects? I know you obviously play with Queens and other bands and stuff like that. Is this pretty much your amp to go to?
I do use it in a lot of projects as well. I kind of jump around. I have a couple of Supros made by Zinke that I like a lot for some of the bands. I use something that needs a little more reverb and Fendery kind of tone. But these sound great in the studio. They sound great, and live they sound. There's no, you know, you just plug in and they sound good. You don't have to really mess with it a whole lot.
I think 410 and the 212 or 210.
Yeah, 412 and a 212.
Okay.
I personally like the 212s better. I don't like a lot of, like tonight we're on a kind of a small stage, so it's stacked. But I mostly go for stuff at my ankles so I can turn it up a little bit and not get blown out so much.
And is there any specific speakers you ask Orange to load in there or put in there, or is it just probably stock, maybe Celestion 30s?
Whatever comes in there is usually fine with me. I mean, I've never plugged into it and thought, oh man, I need to change speakers. And I'm honestly not real precious about any, you know, I'm not one of those guys that has to have exactly, you know, because it's rock and roll and we're playing clubs and, you know, and I don't know. I think it's good that people are into it. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know the difference, honestly.
Fair enough. How about we take a look at your pedal board here, man?
We can start with the Polytune 2. I just got that from our friends over at TC. Tobias and Tor sent me a couple of things to check out. It's the new one. It's black. And it's got blue and white, which I think is pretty awesome and sexy. And that leads into my Crybaby, which, you know, is always on the board. I use that for getting a couple of little bit of different tones, you know, like if I want a little higher end squonk and
so
stuff.
You use it more not just as a foot pedal, you use it actually to kind of set it and
Well, now we have a couple of songs that we do use wah-wah on, so before I was just kind of using it for tone, and now I am using it a little bit of wah as well. Same thing with the Roto Vibe. We have a couple of songs. Secret Plans has a bit of a, you know, little
trills.
So I'm using it for that. And then our buddies over at Earthquaker Devices, who make their stuff, is killer. I'm using the Palisades for my overdrives, and that thing for solos, it sounds so good. I'm really, really enjoying that.
It's a two-stage pedal, so are you kicking on the boost for the solo or the gain, or like how are you doing it?
I'm doing gain one and this active side.
Okay.
I'm not really a big gearhead. I just, you know, I find pedals. They were friends of friends, and now we've become friends, and they sent me a bunch of stuff. I'm very lucky because with my studio, people send me stuff to try out.
Yeah.
And they sent me that, and I fell in love with it, especially for the solos and eagles. They cut so well. It's really, really nice. And then next to that, I have the Ultimate Octave from Full Tone. I use that quite a bit on solos with eagles. I leave the octave side on and then just kick in the fuzz for the solos. So the red light's always on, and then I pop in the yellow light whenever possible to really cut through. And I love that. For solos, it just sounds so good. I'm really loving that. And then TC comes back in with the reverb unit, the T2, and that's really cool. I just got that as well when I got the tuner. So I got that and the flashback, and I'm still learning to use those, but they both sound great so far. I'm not having any issues. They sound great. I'm really liking that. And then Earthquaker Devices, it's a great delay with a reverb. And I'm using that quite a bit on some solos, just for slap with just a tad bit of reverb in the background too.
What are you using the flashback for that you're not getting from the dispatch?
I'm just using that for longer delays. Okay. And I really like the slap on the dispatch with a bit of the trail off reverb is pretty cool. And the flashback I'm using for longer stuff, just when it gets a little trippier and towards the end of the set when Jesse and I have guitar duels, so sometimes the different pedals come into, you know, we don't have anything mapped out. We just kind of go for it at the end of the shows and see what happens.
That's why you always stick around to the end of the show, folks.
Always. You're never going to want to leave. Girls are still shaking booty, so you're going to want to be there till the very end. And then I just met Lewis from Mantic and got the Flex, and that's a really crazy device. I don't actually know what it's called, other than it just does crazy ass effects. And I've been using that towards the end of the set as well for certain things. And he makes great stuff, and it was really nice to meet him in Denver. We talked a bit, but I'd never met him, and he's really cool. And then when we were in Portland, we stopped by and I got this Screw-tator. That thing does some crazy stuff. It's a bit crusher, and the noises that come out of that are fantastic. So I've only had that one for about a week, and I'm really looking forward to getting that back home to the studio, because I play a lot of keyboards too, especially synths and stuff. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what the Mantic and that do with the synths. I think it's going to be pretty crazy.
And while it's down there and it's on my mind, is there anything specific you like to use for a slide, or is that just a Pyrex?
I do love these. This is the Mudbone.
Okay.
And I love these, and I love the Joe Perry slides too. They're both Dunlop, and they're both ceramic, and I love both of these. But my Joe Perry one got crushed in I think it was Vancouver. It got broken, so I'm down to this. I might have to get another one of those. And then we got the radial Sure Shot, just for A-B-ing the heads, but I don't really A-B, you know, they're both on the whole time. And then that's just for, you know, canceling noise or hum or whatever. Yeah. But they make great products too. I really love their stuff. But yeah, I wish I could bring all my stuff I have at the studio, but I've got a zillion pedals, so you have to kind of pare it down to what you can fit and what's really needed on this tour.
Understandable. Thank you very much for your time, Dave.
Thank you guys, man.
Appreciate
it. Meeting you, and an honor.
All right, we're here with Matt, the bassist. Matt, how you doing?
Good. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for inviting us. Be nice to him. He's a fan of the Rig Rundowns, just like we are. Talk to us about your bass, sir.
It is a Fender P-Bass Deluxe. It's got a split active passive pickups, little switch here, little switcheroo. Kind of go back and forth depending on the amps or whatever, you know, whatever strikes me, whatever sounds good at the moment.
Is there one that you prefer, favor, bridge or neck? In best case scenarios?
Actually, I like a blend. I have everything right in the middle, and that way I kind of try to just dial in the amp, let the amp do whatever, and that way I have plenty of extra room. Gotcha. If I feel like I need a little boost, you know, a little high-end boost or something, a little treble. Gotcha. Cut through a little bit, just depending on, you know, we're playing like a lot of different size venues, so just depending on the depth, how far back the amp is, sometimes you lose certain frequencies, so I'll give it a little boost every once in a while. But so maple neck.
Is that standard with that one, or is that a special bridge?
This is all stock, actually. Oh, okay. There's been no need to change anything on this bass. Sounds great. 2010. Okay. Relatively.
So it's got some miles on it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's seen her way around. But that's it. No, it feels great.
And still, assuming nothing goes wrong in a set, you'll play this all night then?
Yeah. I just use this, and actually, I have another P-Bass Deluxe Davey uses on, plays slide bass on Wanna Be in L.A.
Okay.
So he's only playing on that one song, so it's also like the backup bass for me if something goes wrong, but yeah.
And cool. Let's take a look at your pedals.
Yeah, check it out. So, it's pretty straightforward. You know, I get a decent amount. The gain is pretty cranked on the amp, so okay. It's already kind of an overdriven sound that's just sort of constantly going. Straight up Boss chromatic tuner, the old classic.
Yep.
This is the Maleco Assmaster. That's right.
B-Silent.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just like to say Assmaster. I'm sure you guys are familiar with this pedal.
Yep.
Paul Barker, Josh Hawley over at Maleco. Important. We actually just visited them the other day. This is the Germanium one. Okay. Sounds a little bit different. Just a little bit more smooth. It's not as harsh. And you know, it's God, it sounds so good on bass here. Anyway, and I always said this is pretty much the sweet spot for me. Ass this way, and you know, once again, depending on the night, kind of mess with it, but it sounds great. You don't lose any of the low end, cuts through nice, but it's not too harsh.
Okay.
It's perfect for, you know, for most things. And this is the Mastertron by Zvex Effects. It's more of I use it more for a couple songs, like the new single out, Complexity.
Okay.
There's sort of more of like a like synthy bass sound. Mm-hmm. It's great for that. Same thing, doesn't lose the low end, cuts through, just sounds nice and dirty.
Yeah,
and just
gnarly.
It cuts your head off, as you can tell, sitting right next to it. And this little guy, this is a new pedal from Maleco. same guys who make the Askmaster. And it's this crazy bit and sample rate reducer, so basically just squashes the hell out of your signal. And I'm not even really using it to its full potential at the moment, because it, as you can see, it has an expression input for an expression pedal. So what you can do is you can assign some of these parameters to be affected, multiple parameters at the same time, so you can really do some really gnarly things, as you can probably imagine, but let's just mess around first. So, gotta be careful.
It's basically chaos in a box.
Get the idea. Yeah. Anyway, lots of fun potential there, and you know, going through a DI, so Sean, our sound guy, can get a nice clean signal before any of that madness happens. So. Yeah, Orange has been kind enough to get us this wall that you can see behind you, and for right now, we're just using one head going through both these cabs. Kind of try different configurations, and like on some festival shows, I have like a 412 guitar cab.
Okay.
And I'll just do like a little bit of gain, well, a lot of gain, but just turn down the volume, so it's just a little bit of extra juice.
Almost like a big pedal.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just even more gnarly, kind of cuts through. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of played up high, almost sort of like in a guitar mid-range.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice to use a little bit of that guitar cab boost. But this thing sounds great, and I like to, crank the gain really. Once again, just kind of depends on the proximity of the amp. If you're getting too much gain, just getting pretty clean and... So once you start digging in, it gets pretty. And as you can see, it's only about less than halfway. Yeah. So everything's pretty much set in the middle for now. Like I said, it just depends on the night. The settings change a little bit. But yeah, feels great. They sound great. Super powerful. Really heavy. Yeah, nice, nice like vintage sounding, tube. Yeah, sounds great.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man.
I'm here with Jesse. Jesse, how you doing?
Awesome.
Also known as Boots, J-Devil, many other names.
J-Devil got me kicked out of church, so.
We'll go with that one.
Boots, yeah.
So, tell us about your guitar here that's over your shoulder.
Well, first, I'm excited because this is my first gear interview.
Really?
Really. And I know this is going to sound corny or lame or whatever, but when you're a guitarist, you want those. It's like a validation of something, if it makes any sense. Anyone wanting to talk to you about your gear means that somebody somewhere cares about it. And that
we care
is awesome for me. So thank you. But
thank you.
I'm holding my custom-made Maiden guitar. This is, I guess, my signature guitar because it has lightning bolts instead of F-holes. And I ride the lightning a lot, so to speak. And I'm a red-headed person, so it's a Red Devil. And it's Maidens make the finest guitars, in my opinion, that have ever been made. They're not a new company. They're just extremely unwell known because they're from Australia. Mm-hmm. And everything is handcrafted. They have a single a master luthier that's literally physically in the middle of their factory in a box, like a magic genie. And everything is unique Australian woods. All the pickups are hand wired, which is, I don't use pedals.
Yeah.
And I find them sometimes to be dishonest live, and I just don't have the time for it. So I like things that allow me to plug and immediately get the just this side of distortion, sort of intensity, mm-hmm. without losing the ability to be clean. And the master sound pickups, which is what the pickups are that are placed into the Maiden, are probably the finest pickup you can find. And also a secret. Because I find in this day and age, unless it, you know, nobody even considers spending $2,500 on a brand new guitar unless it's a Gibson. Mm-hmm. It just, the consideration just doesn't even happen. But you can't get these guitars for less than that because they're all handmade and nothing is sacrificed. And I also like the ability to split the pickups. Boom.
Do you do that much in a set?
Only on occasion, because I'm the rhythm guitarist. Mm-hmm. And I write all the songs so that every part is a drum. So in a way, I actually play guitar like a drummer.
Explain that real quick.
When you play everything like a drum, the parts will change. For example, if you listen to a Black Sabbath song, Bill Ward's going, doo-doo, 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 boom, trap, boom, trap. But in guitar, that could be bam, bling, bam, bling. You just translate the parts. And for me, it's the James Brown developed principle of writing songs. He made every instrument a drum so that they Legoed into each other. And Legos fit a lot tighter, do you know what I mean, than Tinker Toys. And I'm a hillbilly. I don't like to have to think too much. So if everything's a Lego, that's a whole lot easier for me, man.
And is there anything, so this is one that you could buy off the rack? There's nothing that you've changed or done anything specific or asked the guys?
You could never buy this guitar off the rack. There's no guitars with the Lightning Bolt F-Holtz. Gotcha. And my pickups are slightly hot-rotted, just a mild customization, and that's in terms of the gauge of the wire that wraps the coil mm-hmm. to make the magnet. On this new album, I started playing baritone guitar. The baritone guitar is... It's a weird guitar. It was created to simply be a pad for bass mm-hmm. in the days of one microphone recording. Mm-hmm. And surf guitarists used it and applied it, you know, obviously because of the longer necks, they can do lower range solos. I decided to use it on this new album in its traditional use as a bass instrument. And when I let the dudes at Maiden know that, they made me this badass baritone that's got these very unique... It's got the pickups that you would most likely find in like a crappy K guitar in the 60s, like a mail order guitar, because that's what I wanted, along with this, and the signature.
Of course.
Lightning Bolt. And it's called the MS T-Bird, the Master Sound T-Bird.
And what songs do you play off this on Zipper Down?
Silver Lake, the Deuce Kim Boogie, Oh Girl, a lot. And it just, all I do, I'll play it and it just backs up the bass lines just to lift it up.
And is it tuned B to B, A to A, or?
It's a corollary to my G tuning.
Okay.
So because there's three basic tunings that you tune a baritone to, and they're proportional tunings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a standard guitar is EAD, this would be, you know, two keys lower.
Yeah.
And so I think it is a BD, or BBD. It's some weird. It's got a lot of sharps in it. I just don't want to tell anyone.
That's fine.
Even though it's no secret, all you got to do is it's the Keith Richards tuning, but he takes off the top string, and I just double those Gs.
Gotcha.
So you're tuning the E string up to G, which puts a lot of tension under the neck. So I would advise before you do that, you manipulate the string configuration and you use a lighter gauge string for your E string.
Is that what you're doing?
Ernie Ball, I'm very fortunate that Ernie Ball will sort that stuff for me.
Gotcha.
Because it's necessary. You don't want any undue tension on the neck. I believe with a properly made amp or with the right equipment, the pedal, if you think about what a pedal is, it's an addendum. It's an enhancement. It's something that's meant to enhance a tone that we had come to know from simply an amp.
Mm-hmm.
Simply someone plugging into a Fender, a Twin, or someone plugging into a Silvertone, or someone plugging, you know what I mean? And a pedal is an attempt to enhance that. Never change it, in my opinion. I think it's a bad thing to change it. And I just don't want to have to need to do that. And the Orange Rock Reverb 50 and the OR50, the OR50 specifically is... is one of the most badass amps in the world. It doesn't even use English words. It just gives you hillbilly cymbals. You know what I mean? And the cymbal for gain is a fucking fist.
What's not to love about that?
It basically says, you want the fist? Bend over, I'll show you. Or take it in the face. You know, it just depends. Not face melting, but face covering.
With the fist.
with the fist, so to speak.
So, and you got a second one over here. Are you running that one all the time, or is that,
well,
or is
I'm
that
the
a
rhythm
backup
instrument? So we like to. If you think a little bit about your front of house, your stage setup can actually enhance or assist the front of house. And so we like a classic rock panning scenario. And since I'm the rhythm guitarist, it seemed to make more sense to me to have rhythm amps bookended around the drums so that from the audience's perspective, the rhythm and the drums are all in one spot, with the bass kind of taking a more lead element and then the lead guitar being separate, so it's a lead, so it can sit on top of the music literally, which is what in my opinion is a good mix. It's the core, it's like it's a very balanced, beautiful thing.
I'm gonna ask you a really dumb question just because I always wanted to know. Now that I know you don't use pedals, there's variations in your guys' recorded material in terms of fuzz tones.
Oh yeah.
Even from the Peace Love Death Metal to
use
now
two pedals.
So that's what I was gonna ask. How do you recreate that without the pedals? I know that
I don't use amps in the studio. The only thing I use bigger than I use Gorilla GC25 in the studio, and I use the Zinke cigarette amp. And then I look at the pedal as a head.
Gotcha.
When I'm in the studio, the pedal is a head. And I actually have I'm very fortunate to own an Axis fuzz pedal that belonged to Jimi Hendrix and a Mosrite fuzz right. And I use those in split corollary tracks, simultaneously recorded performances. One direct through my Mosrite fuzz right, and one direct through my Axis fuzz, and then I mix those two together for my tone. That's the secret to my tone.
Gotcha.
Which is it's a fucking beautiful sound, man. There's nothing in the world like a Roger Mayer handmade Axis fuzz pedal, and I guess that's why they're so expensive. Especially when it was owned by Jimi Hendrix. Come on, that's like some Sword in the Stone shit. Like, I own the Axis, you know what I mean?
I feel cooler just standing next to you just because of that. Well, I think that covers it, man. Guitar, amp, and go.
There we go. Plug and play, baby.
All right. Thank you very much, Jesse. Thanks. Appreciate it. Check out Zipper Down October 2nd. I know I will. Thank you, guys. Another Rig Rundown.